Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. They will be called trees of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3. Hi everyone, you're welcome again to yet another episode of this podcast, Purpose in Pain. I want to thank you for staying tuned, thank you for listening to all of the episodes, and thank you for liking them, thank you for sharing, and to those who have subscribed to this channel on various platforms, on Apple Podcast, on Anchor, on Breaker, on Overcast, I want to appreciate you for subscribing, and thank you for keeping your comments coming. I really appreciate them, and I also want to thank you for sharing. I see a lot of people sharing this podcast, and I pray that the Lord bless you as you have released yourself to be a voice of hope to the nations. I believe that the Lord is going to bless you accordingly, and the Lord is going to open your eyes to see the purpose for everything that you are going through at every phase of your life, in Jesus' name. Welcome on board again today. I am your host, Wale Okilola, and today I'm going to be talking about beauty for ashes. When God created man, He did in His image, placed him in the garden, provided all that he needed for survival and more. God's intention was for man to thrive, have dominion, multiply and subdue the earth. Man's life was perfect and free of troubles until he was deceived by the enemy and sinned against God. The opposite of all that God intended for man on the earth is now man's reality. Daily, we are faced with troubles, challenges, and situations that aims at pulling us down to make us live a life that is less than what that which God ordained for us. You know, throughout the Bible and ancient times, ashes have often been the symbol of grief or repentance. Not exactly a happy thought, but the reality of it all sinks deep, because as many of us know, life is not always happy. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it hurts, sometimes it's dark, leaving no sense of direction, but leaving its mark like ashes of grief in the deepest parts of our souls, where no one but God really sees. You may understand if you've ever felt the ashes of pain that comes from losing someone who you love, finding it very hard to say goodbye. If you've ever been sick or have someone who is close to you battling with a sickness, if you've ever been wounded, betrayed, abused, or mistreated, if you've ever walked through fire or had situations like loss of jobs, a setback in your business, your career, or ministry, you would understand these ashes of pain. These things are hard. It seems unfair And most times, in all of this, we may wonder, where is God? Why did he have to let us go through all of that? Why couldn't he just stop the losses, the sicknesses, the setbacks, and all that from happening? There are so many examples of people in scriptures who were also in these situations. Even the Lord Jesus was also in this situation that he cried out to God saying, "Why have you forsaken me?" But the truth is, God was always there, right in the midst of it all, the storm, the pain, the losses and all. God was always there and is still very present. Although we may not see him or feel him or even understand it all, we can know beyond the shadow of doubts that God is with us. For he sent his son Jesus to bear all of our burdens, pains, sorrows and griefs, and to give us a future and a hope. For in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 21, after he made known why he was sent, he proclaimed in verse 21 that today is this scripture fulfilled. It is no longer a prophecy. It is settled that you can have beauty instead of ashes, that light will shine out of darkness. God is ready to give you beauty in place of ashes and a garment of rejoicing instead of mourning. For this sole purpose, that his splendor might be displayed in your life, that his glory might be revealed in your life. Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." The sole purpose that God is ready to give you beauty in place of ashes and a garment of rejoicing instead of mourning is so that his splendor might be displayed in your life. Out of the ashes of your dying, there is a breaking of a brand new day. Be strong, dear friends, who are facing deep battles, for we know that he is greater than whatever challenge we face. We know that he is stronger than whatever situation confronts us. Today, Lord, we trade our ashes for the beauty of your glorious presence. We trade our mourning for the oil of joy and gladness from the Holy Ghost. We trade our despair and fears for hope and praise in your name. Let it be, Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening today. I believe this podcast has blessed you. And if you're listening to this podcast and you've not given your life to Jesus, Jesus is the one who can give you beauty in place of ashes. He is the one who can give you a garment of praise instead of mourning. God sent him to the world to take away our pains and sorrows. And in him is this scripture fulfilled that he gives beauty for ashes. So can you just say after me and say, "Lord Jesus, today I surrender my life to you. Come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Save me. Write my name in the book of life. And today, give me beauty for ashes. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. I am a child of God. I am born again in Jesus' name." If you've prayed that prayer, I congratulate you. You are now a child of God. And I believe that in place of your pain, in place of your ashes and your sorrows, the Lord is bringing forth beauty and light is shining out of that darkness. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening once again. I want to believe that this podcast has blessed you. If it has blessed you, please share it with your friends, like, and also subscribe to this channel. I also want you to drop a comment. Please make sure you drop a comment for me. I really want to know what you think about this podcast and about this topic. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okelola. Stay blessed. Amen.